Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-Sami' al-Basir. Glory be to the one who took his servant, Muhammad, by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque, whose surroundings we have blessed, so that we may show him some of our signs. Indeed, he alone is the all-hearing, all-seeing. Al-Isra 1. The night journey and ascension, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, is a major miracle in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one of the greatest signs of his Lord when the gates of Bayt al-Maqdis and the gates of heaven were opened for him after he despaired of the people of Mecca and Ta'if. So it was a confirmation and glad tiding for the believers. Then Surah Al-Isra was revealed regarding Allah's decree on Bani Israel in their corruption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلَوُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And we warn the children of Israel in the scripture, you will certainly cause corruption in the land twice, and you will become extremely arrogant. Al-Isra 4. This wise link between the sacred mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the corruption of Bani Israel in the land is a warning message to the children of Israel and glad tiding of the best nation brought for humankind. O people, Bani Israel transgressed in the land and became arrogant to great heights in their corruption until their corruption affected the entire land, not just Al-Quds. You have seen their sadism and contempt for people. They look at people with abhorrent inferiority. Rather, they consider them less than animals, and they think that providing support and defense for them is an entitlement that the countries of the world must fulfill it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about them. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَ نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. But the Jews and Christians say, we are the children of Allah and His Beloved. Al-Ma'idah 18. Rather, they insulted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعْنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And the Jews say, the hand of Allah is chained. Chained are their hands, and cursed are they for what they say. Al-Ma'idah 64.
لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق.
Allah has certainly heard the statement of those Jews who said, indeed Allah is poor, while we are rich. We will record what they said and their killing of the prophets without right. Ali Imran 181. Are there a people greater in crime and corruption than the killers of the prophets? May Allah condemn them. How can they be deluded from the truth? They are the spearhead of usury, bribery, buying off people, nudity, pornography, homosexuality, lying and slander. Glory be to Allah, the greatest. When you trace these corruptions, you find those who angered Allah racing ahead to be the first to carry them out and hastening to spread them among the people until the whole world has begun to suffer from these corruptions, including the Western countries, in a terrible way. And this is their reality in Allah's book. سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ أَكَّالُونَ لِلسُّحْتِ. They are avid listeners to falsehood, devourers of what is unlawful. Al-Ma'idah 42. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. And strive upon earth to cause corruption. Al-Ma'idah 33. The Jewish entity has intensified its corruption and demonstrated the severity of its hostility in the war of extermination that has been going on for more than 4 months in the Blessed Land. They committed massacres, killed people and children, prevented food and drink, demolished homes, mosques, churches, schools, universities, and hospitals, destroyed public facilities and roads, and cut off communications. They targeted medical and media personnel in a horrific criminal scene in which they violated sanctities, laws, customs, and human and moral values. And this crime was broadcast to the world in a live broadcast, further humiliating Muslims and crushing all international laws and norms. O Muslims, the reality of your agent rulers and the reality of the Western countries and their criminal institutions has become clear to you. You know that what happened to you and is happening to you of killing, division, humiliation, and plundering of wealth would not have happened to you under Islam and the authority of Islam. The absence of ruling according to what Allah has revealed has made you miserable. The tyrant rulers are loyal guardians of the Jews in the Western countries as they open Muslim countries wide to the enemies of Islam to wreak havoc and plunder it until usury became knocking on every door and nudity is before every eye. They shackled the Muslim armies and corrupted them so that they would be protectors of their thrones and borders, not warrior armies that terrorize the enemy, defend the Ummah's pride, and preserve Islam. Look at your situation, O Muslims, the ones with Allah's wrath on. Desecrated Al-Aqsa Mosque, morning and evening, and continue on killing and humiliating you, while supplies of weapons and food arrive to them from Muslim countries, and in return, the treacherous regimes led by the Jordanian and Egyptian regimes tighten their grip on the people, besiege the Blessed Land, and prevent the basic needs from reaching them except what the Jews permit. Look at Asham and Iraq and what happened to them, and to Sudan and Somalia, and what befell them in Libya, Yemen, Hijaz, Kinana, Egypt, Pakistan, Turkestan, Kashmir, Burma, etc. All Muslim countries are suffering under all kinds of humiliation, poverty, oppression, injustice, and tyranny. O Muslims, isn't it time for you to start a revolution in which you will cut off the root of disbelief, kufr, and the tyrant rulers from Muslim countries? Isn't it time for you to realize that your silence on treacherous regimes out of fear for your lives and your money has caused you enormous losses in terms of your blood, your honor, your money, and your dignity? Isn't it time for you to see that your life, your salvation, and your satisfaction of your Lord is in the response to Allah and His Messenger, so that you all rise up to overthrow the thrones of the traitors and unite Muslim countries under one man who believes in Allah and fears the last day? O Ummah of witnesses to humankind, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your responsibility for Islam obliges you to rise up to Allah's deen with dignity, not fearing the blame of the blamers in Allah. It obliges you to address your children in the armed forces so that they carry out their duty towards their deen, their ummah, and their masra of their messenger. Your responsibility towards the world is a great responsibility to bring it out of the darkness of capitalism and its oppression to the light and justice of Islam. You will be asked about it on the day of presentation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This requires the forces of the Islamic Ummah to work with all their energy to establish Allah's deen on earth, overthrow the tyrant regimes, and unite the Ummah under one banner. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an Ummah chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish His deen and carry His revelation and message to all people. By this virtue, it deserved the status of messengers and prophets from among their people. So it was a witness to the people, and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are sufficient for you in this. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. And strive for Allah with the striving due to Him. He has chosen you and has placed upon you in the religion any difficulty. It is the religion of your father Ibrahim. He named you Muslims before and in this revelation, that the messenger may be a witness over you, and you may be witnesses over the people. So establish prayer and give zakah and hold fast to Allah. He is your protector, and excellent is the protector, and excellent is the helper. Al-Hajj 78. In conclusion, this is what we wanted to address our ummah with. on the anniversary of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, on the anniversary of the destruction of the Khilafah, Caliphate, reminding you of Surah Al-Isra and of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leading in prayer the prophets in Al-Aqsa Mosque, which contains glad tidings and an indication of the dominance of Islam over everything else, and that the position of the Islamic Ummah is the position of Imamate and the leadership, also reminding you of your responsibility towards Islam and all people, and calling on your armies to carry out their duty in support of Allah and His Messenger, and to march to Al-Quds, bringing it glory and liberation, the landing site of the Khilafah that will fill the earth with equity and justice, Allah willing. We in Hizb al-Tahrir look forward to the victory of Allah and the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood that will reorganize international relations again on one basis, which is to spread Islam until it reaches what night and day have reached, in confirmation of what Al-Bayhaqi and others reported, with an authentic chain of transmission on the authority of Tamim al-Dari, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, وَلَيَبْلَغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَلَا يَتْرِكُ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ عِزًّا يُعَزُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامُ وَذِلًّا يَذِلُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْكُفْرُ. This matter, with certainty, will reach every place touched by night and day. Allah will not leave a house of residence, but that Allah will cause this religion to enter it, by which the honorable will be honored, and the disgraceful will be disgraced. Allah will honor the honorable with Islam, and He will disgrace the disgraceful with unbelief. Finally, reflect on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And we said after him, i.e. Pharaoh, to the children of Israel, dwell in the land, and when there comes the promise, i.e. appointment, of the hereafter, we will bring you forth in one gathering, and with the truth we have sent it down, and with the truth it has descended, and we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a bringer of good tidings and a warner. Al-Isra 104-105. Hizb al-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.